This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa natubu ilayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us tremendously with the great gift of faith, which serves as an anchor for us in a turbulent world. One of our great predecessors, Sheikh Ahmed Arab Ash-Shurnubi, begins his didactic poem, Ta'iyatul Suluk, إِلَى مَالِكِ الْمُلُوكِ with the following words, أُصُولِ طَرِيقِ الْقَوْمِ أَهْلِ الْحَقِيقَةِ هُدَاتِ الْوَرَى الْمَهْدِينَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مِلَّتِي So he says, the foundations of the path of the people of who seek the deeper realities of things. So part of our religion is to try to understand things at a deeper level. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, as related by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufakkihu fid din. The one Allah wants good for, he gives him or her a sound understanding of the religion. Yufakkihu fid din. He gives him or her a sound understanding of religion. He also says in another hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "النَّاسُ مَعَادٍ مَعَادِنُ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ فَخِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقَهُ أَوْ إِذَا فَقِهُ." That the people are like veins or loads of ore, or veins of gold and silver. And the best of them in Jahiliyyah will be the best of them in Islam if they gain an understanding of the religion. إِذَا فَقَهُ And so understanding is very important. When the Prophet ﷺ, he asked Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ How did you wake up this morning? فَقَالَ radiallahu anhu, أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا So he didn't just say, أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا So how did you wake up? He said, I woke up as a believer in reality. I woke up as a believer in reality. أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا In other words, there's a reality to what it means to be a believer. And so there are people who seek the deeper reality underlying not just our faith, but everything that we do and everything associated with our lives. And this is to pursue that path is something we should all aspire to. More fundamental than that is the realization that we're on a path. You find people nowadays as if they're suspended in midair, not going anywhere, as if they're the proverbial hamster on the wire wheel, just running and running and running, but running nowhere. But we're on a path. You consider what he says here. Usulu tariq al-qawmi, the path of the people. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions His Prophet saying, Qul hadihi sabili, say this is my path, this is my way. Millati abikum Ibrahim, the way, the path of your father Ibrahim, alayhi salam. وَلِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا شِرْعًا وَمِنْهَاجًا. We've made each for them a shar, which means a path, and a minhaj, which means a path. So we're constantly being reminded that we're on a path. We're not just suspended in that midair. We're not a hamster running on a wheel, just getting nowhere except frustration. We're moving towards the goal. And that goal is our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this life is to prepare us for that meeting. This life isn't without purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You think we created you with no purpose, with no direction, with no path? We've given you a path, and we should all be moving down that path. And it's not easy. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal insanu, O you human, not just Muslim, we're all moving towards that meeting. The believer should just be moving towards it with greater clarity and greater purpose and on the basis of prophetic guidance. But we're all, believer, non-believer, atheist, whatever, we're all moving towards that meeting. And it's not easy. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَارِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحَا فُمُلَاقِيهِ. Oh, you human, you're toiling and struggling to reach your Lord, and you will surely reach Him. So we're going to reach Allah. The question is, what sort of shape will we be in when we get there? Allah Ta'ala reminds us, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That there's a day no amount of children or wealth will be of any benefit. The only one benefited will be the one who comes before Allah with a rectified heart. Are we working to rectify our hearts in this world? Are we working to extract the jealousy from our heart, the greed from our heart, the envy from our heart, the cowardice from our heart? If no one here but people out there, the shirk, the idolatry from our heart, the hypocrisy from our hearts. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفِعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And so this is a path of purification. It's a path of rectification. It's a path of preparation, preparing to meet our Lord. And the one who succeeds at the time of that meeting is the one who comes before Allah with a rectified heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And so don't be distracted by the world from our purpose. Let us not be distracted by the world from our purpose, brothers and sisters. And so he says that أُصُولُ طَرِيقِ الْقَوْمِ أَهْلِ الْحَقِيقَةِ هُدَاتِ الْوَرَى المهدين من خير ملتي. There are people who are guides. So the path and the rectification is not lazim, to use a grammatical term. In other words, its benefit is not just confined to us. Some people, that's it, they're doing their thing, they're doing their dhikr, and they're reading their Quran, and they're doing their awrad, and they're doing it, and they have no concern about what's going on in the world. This is not the prophetic way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went into the cave. He had a great spiritual opening. You can't deny it was spiritual. It was beyond this world. It was from beyond this world. Did he stay in the cave? Oh, I want to experience that again. That was fantastic. Or did he leave the cave and go out into society and work to rectify society? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they're guides. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he describes, Allah Ta'ala describes his way. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. O Prophet, we've sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, as one who calls to Allah by His command, and as a luminous lamp. If that's His way, that should be our way. If that's His path, that should be our path. And so it's beautiful that right at the beginning of his manzuma, his didactic poem, which is expounding on the spiritual path, he lets the aspirant know that this isn't just for you alone. This is to put you in a position to be a guide. Just as Allah Ta'ala, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that cave, He put him in a position to go out and guide people. But the guidance, the most effective guidance, it doesn't come from your tongue. It comes from your state. And that's why Hudatul Mahdina, Hudatul Wara, the guides for humanity, Al-Mahdina, who are themselves guided. Why? Because without guidance, فَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِيهِ, one who lacks something can't give it to others. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he gave knowledge, before he gave ahkam, the legal rulings, before he gave the foundations of ethical behavior to his companions, he transferred something of his state to them. And the ulama, hence they said, "Ilmu fi sudur wa laysa fi sutur." Knowledge is in the hearts of humans, and it's not in the line of books. Because until that heart is touched by the teacher and then becomes receptive for knowledge, just as Allah touched the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then his heart became receptive to knowledge. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلُهُ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Say, who is an enemy unto Jibreel? For verily, he brings it down to your heart. And his heart was prepared. It was prepared, first of all, when it was extracted and washed when he was out in the desert, in the care of Halima Sa'diya and her family, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we're washing our hearts with our path, so our hearts will be receptive to guidance. And then once our hearts are receptive to guidance, then we're able to share that guidance with others, just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared it with us. But if we're not guided, we can't guide anyone. And so we take the responsibility upon ourselves to do everything in our power to open our hearts to guidance, so that we in turn can guide others. This is the prophetic way. مِنْ خَيْرِ مِلَّتِي, from the best of communities. The millah of Tawheed. The millah, the way of divine oneness. That's our way, and that's what we call to. This is what we call to. And we have a responsibility. There's probably more idolatry in our world today than at any other time in human history. But the idols people worship, they're not the idols of that they've carved with their hands. Idols of stone or wood. It's the idol of the self. There's more self-worship today than any other time in human history. And one of the greatest manifestations of that is fittingly called the selfie. The worship of the self. The worship of money. The worship of material things. Believers aren't impressed with the wherewithal of the world. We don't reject it. If Allah blesses with us, us with it, we don't renounce it. We try to use it wisely within the limits set by Allah. But we're not impressed by it. If we're impressed by it, we're impressed by something that's not impressive to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Lo tadil ad-dunya 'inda Allah janaha ba'uda ma saqa fiha kafiran shurbata ma." If this world meant as much to Allah as a mosquito's wing, this whole world doesn't mean a mosquito's wing to Allah. If it meant as much as a mosquito's wing, He wouldn't have given someone who arrogantly rejected this truth a single drop of water to drink. But it doesn't mean anything to Him, so He gives it freely to whomsoever He pleases. But He only gives faith to those He loves. He only gives faith to those He loves. To Abshiru. So be gladdened. Pick your head up. Don't mope around. Oh, everyone hates me. Muslim think I'm a terrorist. Pick your head up. There's a popular song in Syria when I was there. Irfa ra'sak waftakhir. Bi ni'matil Islam. Pick your head up and take pride in the blessing of Islam. Irfa ra'sak. Pick your head up. Waftakhir. And be proud. Ala ni'matil Islam. Because this blessing is an indication of divine love. This blessing is an indication of divine love. And if you know Allah loves you, I mean, if Aisha loves you, you're impervious to everything else in the world. So what if Allah loves you? Then how should the world affect you? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam taslim and kathira. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause the blessings He's given us to endure. To endure, we ask Allah for an increase in those blessings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend the blessings we enjoy to those who lack them. To extend those blessings to those who lack them, wherever they may be. And to bless us to never take them for granted. To bless us to never be heedless or negligent in terms of conveying adequate appreciation and shukr for the blessings that He's given us. And Allah tells us, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks for those blessings, I will increase you in those blessings. And one of the ways we give thanks is to share those blessings. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us to find paths and ways and means that we can share the blessings that we enjoy with other people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من أعدانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقم الصلاة.